Today we observe the Feast of All Souls. This is the day in which we remember members of our families, neighbors, friends, associates, co-workers, those who have died. We remember them fondly and in prayer. We commit them to the care of the living God. And we remember that we too are destined to join them in the kingdom of heaven. The words from the gospel come from the sixth chapter of St. John's gospel. Those words are really not about death. They are about the Eucharist. The sixth chapter of St. John's gospel is a very, very long chapter in which Jesus teaches about the Eucharist. He says to those who are gathered on the plain of Galilee, "Your ancestors ate manna in the desert, but they died. I shall give you a bread, and you shall eat it, and you will live. My flesh is real food, my blood is real drink. The one who eats my flesh and drinks my blood lives in me and I in them. And I will raise them up on the last day." It is Jesus reminding those people that he is going to give them a gift that will nurture the fullness of life. And that in that gift, they will grow bit by bit into the very image of Jesus. You and I began that journey of faith in the waters of baptism. It is in the water of baptism that we were first configured with the death and the resurrection of the Lord. St. Paul, in his letter to the Romans, says, "All of us who were baptized in Christ Jesus were baptized into his death. If we have died with him in baptism, then we are destined to rise with him in glory." It is in the waters of baptism that you and I are given our identity. And it is in those waters that we are given our destiny. It is in those waters that we are marked by the death and the resurrection of the Lord. It is in those waters that we become a member of the mystical body of Christ. It is in the waters of baptism that we are graced with dignity. It is in the waters of baptism that you and I accept the responsibility of the gospel. And it is in the waters of baptism that the rights and the privileges of disciples of the Lord are conferred upon us. And coming out of that water, you and I are led to the table of the Lord. We're led to the Eucharist, where week after week, month after month, year after year, decade after decade, we come together as the body of Christ, and we are nourished and nurtured on the very gift of Jesus Christ. And we become what we eat. St. Paul will say, "It is now no longer I who live, now it is Christ who lives within me." You and I are invited into a transformation into the very image of Jesus Christ. Well, it really is fortuitous that on this day, the day in which we remember those who have died, those who have first walked through, if you will, the waters of baptism, those who have been nurtured and nourished at the table of the Eucharist, who have now closed their eyes in physical death and have opened those eyes before the face of the living God, it is appropriate and it is auspicious that on this day we shall rededicate the baptismal font of St. Matthew's Parish. That font was first placed in the church in 1916-1917. And for 51 or 52 years until April of 1968, it was the spot at which that sacrament of baptism was celebrated for well over 9,000 people. If you were baptized at St. Matthew's between 1916 and 1968, would you raise your hands? Those who were baptized here between 19, see? That's yours. That's yours. That's the spot. That's the font. That's the place in which God first claimed you as his own. That's terribly important. That's terribly important. You know, people have a tremendous commitment and a tremendous affection for the family homestead or for buildings in which certain activities of their lives took place. That font is a physical, tangible sacrament, a visible expression of the gift that God has poured out upon more than 9,000 men and women, who, some of whom have gone through death to eternal life, many of whom are spread across the face of this earth and are living out their Christian lives. We're really blessed that the font has been returned to St. Matthew's in 1968, in April after the fire. Various pieces of the church were auctioned off as a way of raising funds for the building of the new church, and that baptismal font was one of those items. And 40 years later, it's brought back to St. Matthew's, a little bit worse for wear, considerably worse for wear. It is through the generosity of Harry Lowen's family, his wife Lois and his children, that in memorial to Harry, that font has been refurnished, refurbished, restored, and returned now to use here at the parish. So that year after year, decade after decade, as young people, adults come to baptism, it will be at that font that the beginnings of their Christian life will take place. Now, the font is placed in the middle of the church for a very good reason. For a very good reason. And by the way, it's not going to get moved. They needed a block and tackle to bring the thing in here, so you don't have to worry about it being rolled around. As you come in the main door of the church and as you move across the back of the church and approach the altar, you can't get here without going through that font. And that's deliberate. That's deliberate. So that there is a constant reminder to all of us that the only way I come to the table of the Lord is through the waters of baptism. and that the waters of baptism and the bread of the Eucharist are linked. One leads to the other. And then overseeing all of that, overseeing the altar of the Eucharist and the font of baptism, there is the stand which holds the Word of God, the stand which holds the Scriptures, the stand which holds the promise made through the prophets of old and through the words of Jesus and through his apostles of the life that is promised and given to each of us. So on an access down the middle of the church, the font of baptism, the altar of the Eucharist, and the place of the Word. The three important pieces within the church building, the three pieces that we gather around, the three physical pieces that remind us who we are, where we've come from, and what life is all about. Well, on this day, I want you to join with me as we bless this font, as all of us come together and ask God's blessing, and as we remember our own baptism, as how each of us was called by name, how each of us was invited into the mystical body of Christ, how each of us is called to live out that life. But please stand.